Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Hey everyone, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark. I just got off a hit on MS Now where we discussed a couple things. One of them is this crazy lawsuit that was brought against the UFC, although it's not named in the lawsuit. It was brought against really to stop this kind of crazy UFC fight that's happening on June 14th to mark the 250th anniversary of the country. The suit was filed by a group called Public Integrity Project. It was filed on behalf of a world Vietnam veteran and I believe a civic activist. Basically, they're saying that this whole event that is being put on by Donald Trump and the UFC, President Dana White, is in violation of some basic laws, which is that you can't do these things without an act of Congress or an environmental review. On top of that, the lawsuit says that this entire thing is not actually for the celebration of the 250th anniversary of America, but it is a kind of stage for this private benefit of Donald Trump, who actually owns $50,000 in stock in UFC's parent company. So they brought this suit. Obviously, it happened with just a couple days to go. But what we discussed on MS Now is whether or not there was enough time for the courts to do a few things. One is, and first and most importantly, is establish standing, which means that the people who brought the suit to stop this from happening actually have the ability to do it, that they're being adversely affected by it. And then secondly is obviously to figure out if this is in violation of the laws, which hold that it should be an act of Congress and should go through some environmental review. The White House is very dismissive of this. They said this is obviously justified because it's part of the act that Congress authorized for the celebration of the 250th anniversary. And frankly, honestly, I think they're going to get their way here. We are just days away from the actual event. If you've seen the pictures from the White House South Lawn, you can see this entire claw-like structure is already up. The lights are on. This thing's going to happen, although it may rain, so we'll see what happens. It's hard to see that this thing will get called off, although you never know. But the discussion we had was about something larger, which is this a really corrupt act, actually? Is this a celebratory act because it's Donald Trump's 80th birthday and it's somewhat in line with the 250th anniversary? Or is this Trump actually rewarding a big ally of his? Dana White spoke at some of the conventions, has been with Trump. Dana White says he's not political, but everyone knows that he is. And then as we mentioned, Trump owns a stake in, or owns stock, I should say, in UFC's parent company. And then on top of that, the broadcaster for this event is Paramount, which, as you all know, is run by another Trump ally, David Ellison. So we'll be monitoring that and seeing if anything comes of the lawsuit. But I think what's kind of important here is not necessarily just the suit itself. It's what it's trying to expose, which is this is another one of those things that a president can do and get away with, even though it seems inherently corrupt. I actually was reminded, I mentioned this and I miss it now, this kind of is like a version of Clinton's Lincoln bedroom scandal, but on steroids. If you remember back in the 90s, Clinton was giving donors access to the Lincoln bedroom where they could stay overnight at the White House. This is giving donors and allies access to the White House South Lawn for a televised event that ultimately is going to really give a lot of profits to the UFC, although they say they're eating all the costs about that. So that was one. And then the second thing that we talked about was Kash Patel. There's this big article in the New York Times about Patel's pursuit of what is like the big grand conspiracy to like encapsulate all conspiracies, which basically holds that there's a deep state cabal that is trying to undermine President Trump in his first term and prevent him from returning from office for his second term. And Kash Patel's been quietly obsessed with this stuff, enough so that he's basically forced a lot of good standing prosecutors from the Justice Department to basically leave because they don't think there's any merit to this. He's put in some questionable U.S. attorneys to pursue this, and yet they keep coming up empty, probably because there's not much there to actually say there's a grand conspiracy among all conspiracies. This is Cash Patel's modus operandi, and we were debating whether he's doing this because he's a true believer in this stuff or because he knows that Donald Trump is demanding this stuff and that his time at the FBI is basically determined by whether or not he is doing Trump's bidding. Either way, I think you'll enjoy the episode. It's a two-part segment on MS Now. If you like it, hey, give us a like. Better yet, subscribe to The Bulwark where you get content like this. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it and talk to you soon. This ad is brought to you by Quince. Summers pretty much always change how I get dressed. I want pieces, obviously, that feel a little bit lighter, that are more breathable, things that I could put together easily. Ideally, things that make me look a little bit buffer than I am. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. They focus on high quality essentials that feel and look amazing. And folks, I think I feel amazing. I definitely look amazing. Quince is well-made basics, but without the luxury markup. It's that rare balance where everything feels elevated, but still effortless. And if you know anything about me, my aesthetic is elevated, but effortless. My favorite part about Quince is that everything is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They work directly with ethical factories and they cut out the middleman. So you're just paying for quality, not brand markup. I just bought Quince's relaxed short sleeve shirts that were made with European linen. They're perfect for the DC heat. You can't see them. It's underneath here right now. Elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/bulwarktakes for free shipping on your order and a 365-day return policy. It's now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/bulwarktakes for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bulwarktakes.
Sam, how is this White House beating accusations of corruption when every week it is filled with headlines about how another CEO or a Trump relative is getting another federally backed deal?
Well, first of all, I was going to say that judge is putting some ideas in the minds of the Trump administration. Better watch out for the Statue of Liberty. They hadn't thought of that one. secondly, is in terms of corruption, look, let's just talk about the UFC event. So I think most normal people look at this and say, okay, well, let them do it. They're so far down the road. It's the 11th hour. They have this incredibly tawdry spectacle here, and they've already constructed it. Who cares? But the issue is obviously, one, the laws, which you're talking about with Joyce and Scott, but two is this corruption, which is Donald Trump is an investor in UFC. His donors and his backers are or stand to benefit a lot from the spectacle. And he's giving a government property, in this case, the White House lawn, over to them free of charge. It got me thinking a little bit about what happened in the 90s with the Lincoln bedroom scandals in the Clintons, although this is on a different scale. But people don't remember this, but big time donors to the Democratic Party were given overnight stays in the Lincoln bedroom, ostensibly for their support financially for the Democratic Party. And this was a huge, huge scandal. This dogged the Clintons for a long time, precisely because it looked like a quid pro quo with the use of government property, not Bill Clinton's property, to reward his backers. With Trump, this happens on the regular. It's not just the UFC fight, obviously. He's had a prodigious number of stock trades while in office, often with involving companies that he is directly promoting on his Truth Social feed or that his government is regulating. And if you just took that in a silo, it would be some kind of political career-ending scandal that would have been, knocked down any other politician. The White House, for its part, says, well, it's all above board. We're not doing anything untoward. It's all patriotic. The stocks are in a blind trust, which is not true. And they, but frankly, the way that they get away with it, the way that it hasn't really tripped up Trump like it would any other politician, my suspicion is just because it's so vast in scale and happens so often that every time we catch our breath and start pointing at one scandal, another one pops up that draws our attention away from that.
Cash Patel led this effort, but do we know who pushed him to do it, or was it of his own volition to try to use the FBI and the DOJ to pursue this grand conspiracy case?
Well, it's a bit of knowing that your boss, in this case, the president of the United States, believes in this stuff and wants to see it prioritized. And then a little bit, I think, is of just Cash's own making, and that he's been out there prior to becoming FBI director going on these podcasts, pushing these conspiracies, arguing that there was a cabal of deep state actors who were trying to get Trump throughout the first term and then were trying to ostensibly prevent him from becoming president again between his first and second term. The problem that he's running into is not just what Ken's outlining. It's that it is what Ken's outlining. The stuff doesn't exist. And so just to give you a small sliver of the pressures that he's under, Donald Trump on Meet the Press this past weekend once again resurfaced the idea that January 6th was a peaceful protest and that anyone who was being disruptive was actually being aided by FBI officials who were undercover in the audience there, shepherding them into the Capitol so they could be disruptive and destructive. Kash Patel has actually denied that. As FBI director, he said that they were there as part of some sort of monitoring operation and not to actually stir the pot. And yet here he has the president of the United States continuing to repeat a conspiracy theory. Now, I'm not trying to excuse Cash's conduct here. But if your boss, the president, who's quite vindictive and will fire you if he doesn't think you're pursuing his agenda with enough zeal, if he's the one pushing conspiracies that you've yourself debunked, then yeah, you have to continue doing this type of stuff. Cash may still believe it, but on occasion he has let it become known that some of this stuff just is not true.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp. I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.